The Belfast Lord Mayor, the DUP's Gavin Robinson, attended the Belfast Pride Talkback event at the Europa Hotel last night. How significant was this? Belfast Telegraph political editor Liam Clark with us today. Morning to you, Liam.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning. And John O'Doherty from the Rainbow Project. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning. What do you think, Liam? Gregory was playing it down there, essentially, wasn't he?
Well, he was. I mean, I think it is.
And had a pop at the Belfast Telegraph for calling it historic.
Yeah, well, he has to really... we have to really see where this leads. I mean, the DUP's in a position where, if you look back, the DUP's origins were as a small sort of protest movement, mainly made up of biblical fundamentalists. They've now broadened, as many parties do, as they grow, to become the largest unionist party, and they're appealing for ever wider areas of support, ever wider support bases. I mean, it's clear they don't get the vote now on the basis that they got their vote originally. So it's, I suppose we look at it as part of the broadening. But, I mean, they do need to make a bit of a paradigm shift. I mean, we heard Gavin Robinson on, and all credit to him for going and for making this move. But, I mean, he's still saying, well, marriage is Christian. It's defined in the Bible. Well, we all know that marriage predated Christianity and that marriage in the Bible often included polygamy, and nobody would really say we should have that, you know, in our law now. So I think they need to move maybe a little bit away from this, from defending everything on the basis of what their own personal religious beliefs are, and trying to advocate that they should become the social norm.
John O'Doherty, you represent the Rainbow Project. What do you read into the DUP going to this?
Well, Stephen, I would agree wholeheartedly with Liam. I think it was very historic having the DUP Lord Mayor at the event last night, particularly considering the comments that were made by Jim Wells last year whenever he was requested to attend the same event. So I think it is quite historic and quite a change to see the Lord Mayor coming to an event like that. I think it's really important for the first citizen of the city, who says that he represents everyone, to be attending events like this. I would go as far as Liam to say that although he did attend, the positions of the DUP and most of the key issues haven't changed at all. He held a strong line on marriage equality. He held a strong line on the MSM blood ban and other key inequalities. So I don't think anything's changed from that perspective, but it just shows that the DUP are realising that there is a need for them to engage with all sections of the community. And we've seen this throughout this year. We've had meetings this year with the DUP Health Minister, with Junior Minister Jonathan Bell. So we're starting to see some engagement from the DUP on these very important issues.
But if you just listen to what Gregory Campbell said there, he said their policy has not changed.
Absolutely, and this is the problem.
Why are you then affirming the comments from those people that said that this was historic or anything like it? You know, the DUP have said their policy is as it always was. So they've gone to an event to tell you about their policy, which you object to. Why is that historic?
Because it's the first time that the DUP have attended a public event speaking on LGBT issues. At a number of occasions, we've went to other debates and other discussions, asked DUP members issues around sexual orientation and gender identity issues, and they've refused to ask them because they were asked in public fora. So I think having a DUP member standing up, speaking on behalf of the party to our community was historic. Additionally to that, Stephen, the respect that Gavin was showing last night and the tolerance that was shown towards the views that he expressed, I think showed the LGBT community in very strong stead, and hopefully will result in much better communication between the DUP and our community on future issues. Only by us engaging with them, only by us bringing forward real stories. And last night there was some...
To what end, though? Oh, I wonder if you're complete la-la land. So Gavin Robinson has gone, but he's told you that the policies that you so vehemently object to, which you call discrimination, which you call inequality, they're standing by them.
Well, Stephen, you know, if you go back 7 years, whenever civil partnerships were being discussed, every member of the Ulster Unionist Party opposed the introduction of civil partnerships. Following that, we have members like Basil McRae, John McAllister, and a number of other members. And now we have three Ulster Unionist Assembly members have come out and said that they wholly support marriage equality. That is a huge change, and it's due to engagement between that party and our community. When people see that engagement ongoing, gay members from within those parties are coming out, making themselves known within those parties.
Liam Clark, there's a reason a political party does anything. They don't do anything. without it being thought about, especially something like this in Northern Ireland? What's the DUP at?
I mean, the DUP are a big political party. They want to stay big, they want to grow, and that means they have to appeal to people that wouldn't have previously supported them, just as Sinn Féin have to appeal to people who wouldn't have supported, who wouldn't have been traditional Republicans. Now, this is a symbolic act. It hasn't changed their policy, but it does have a ratchet effect. I mean, once you've done it, you can't say, well, it's taboo to go to gay events. Just as once Peter Robinson gone to Mass, you, for a funeral, you couldn't say it was a matter of principle not to go to Mass. So that's something ratchets forward, and it's very hard for that ever to slip back again. But, I mean, the DUP will be under pressure now to broaden their policies and not just to have this mantra, well, marriage is a biblical institution. Marriage is mentioned in the Bible.
I would like to understand,
many
Liam,
of the people in the Bible have two wives.
But I would like to understand
marriage in other societies.
But I would like
well.
To understand from you, Liam, why you think the DUP will be under any more pressure in the future, today or in the near future, than they have been last year. They have fastidiously stood by their policy.
Well, they did this. In some way in response to pressure because of what happened. There was an adverse reaction to Jim Wales's comments. They're seeing that this doesn't play well, that making hardline comments about gays doesn't play well with many Liberal voters who have switched to them from the Ulster Unionists and other parties.
Okay.
So, I mean, they have to try to keep new voters. They have to keep growing. They're not going to grow by appealing just to biblical fundamentalists. That's why they're under pressure, the same pressure as any party is to re-examine its policies and make sure they're relevant to the electorate.
Listen, thank you very much indeed. Thank you, Liam. Thank you, John. Morning to you.